Welcome to the Deep Dive. Ever wonder what's really going on behind the scenes in your city? You know, how decisions get made, where the money actually goes. What if you could, like, peek at the receipts?
Right, see the actual paper trail.
Exactly. And that's what we're doing today. We've got a vendor history report from the city of Shawnee, Oklahoma. It details all the payments they made to one specific company, Freeze & Nichols, Inc. They're an engineering and consulting firm.
And the time frame is pretty recent, too.
Yeah, it covers May 2022 all the way up to May 14, 2025. So it gives us a really current look at things. Okay, let's unpack this. Our mission today, to pull out the key insights from these numbers. We want to see where Shawnee's putting its resources and what that tells us about their priorities for, you know, development and infrastructure.
What's fascinating here, I think, is how these, well, seemingly dry financial documents, they're actually a direct window into a city's strategy. You can really see their investments, their challenges. It tells a story.
It really does. And when you look at the total amount paid to Freeze and Nichols during this time, here's where it gets really interesting. Shawnee paid them over $1.28 million.
Wow. $1,284,830.16, to be exact.
Yeah, quite a substantial sum.
That figure, it immediately flags something important. It suggests Shawnee is leaning pretty heavily on this firm. We're talking significant investment, likely for major, maybe multi-phase projects. It points to needing specialized expertise.
Okay, so where did that $1.28 million go? Well, one of the first things that jumped out was a bunch of payments related to a new Unified Development Code contract. We saw line items like Unified Development Code, Basic Services, and Project Test WN22205UDC. Payments like $16,000 here, $20,000 there, even one over $37,000 back in July 2024, spread out over time. Now, Unified Development Code, it sounds a bit, well, technical, bureaucratic maybe. What does that actually mean for the city, for the people living there?
Right. It does sound a bit dry. But if we connect this to the bigger picture, creating or updating a Unified Development Code, a UDC, it's really foundational. It's absolutely critical for any city that's serious about managing growth properly. Think of it as the city's main playbook for development.
Okay.
It pulls together all the rules, zoning, subdivision regulations, you name it, into one document. So it dictates things like, you know, where you can build houses versus businesses, how high buildings can be, maybe even rules about landscaping or parking.
Ah, I see. So it shapes how the city actually looks and feels.
Exactly. It guides growth instead of letting it happen haphazardly. It affects housing density, where commercial areas go, preserving neighborhood character. It's about shaping the city's future strategically. It's not just control, it's planning for stability and, frankly, quality of life.
That makes a lot more sense. So moving from planning the future to maintaining the present, another huge chunk of this spending is clearly on water infrastructure. I mean, tons of payments. For instance, water system improvements, Park Street, saw payments there like $11,000 in early 2024 and almost $29,000 the year before.
Mm-hmm. Park Street specifically.
Right. But it wasn't just Park Street. There were big payments for general waterline replacement, like $53,000 in July 23, almost $44,000 in September 23.
So broader system work, too.
Yeah, and even more complex stuff. Project labeled in-depth waterline, Thompson Heights, sewer pipe, sometimes sewer pipe bursting.
No.
Often these were broken down into smaller capital outlay payments, like one total of over $24,000 split three ways in March 2024.
Okay, splitting capital costs. That often happens with large projects funded over time or from different pots.
And then there was the Midland Edition waterline replacement, payments like $21,000, $8,000. Plus specific neighborhood lines, Alice, Fay, Edwards, Pisotum water lines, smaller amounts like $4,000 here and there. It's just a lot of water projects everywhere. Why so much focus, such consistent spending on water and sewer?
Well, this raises an important question, right? Why the persistent investment? And the answer really is fundamental. Reliable, safe water and sewer systems are the absolute backbone of a healthy community. You just can't function without them.
True.
So seeing all these different projects, specific streets, general replacements, sewer work, it signals a really comprehensive effort. They're likely upgrading aging pipes, increasing capacity, maybe addressing known problem areas. It's about public health, safety, and it's also about ensuring the city can actually support its current population and any future growth. It's proactive. They're trying to avoid crises down the line.
Like major water main breaks or contamination issues.
Exactly. Investing now to prevent much bigger, much more expensive problems later. It's smart, if costly, up front.
Okay, so beyond water, keeping things moving on the roads is another piece. We saw spending on the Clear Pond Road culvert project. Payments like nearly $19,000 in August 23, and a pretty big one, over $43,000 in September 23. Culverts. Yeah, honestly, it sounds kind of minor. Why is that important infrastructure work?
It might sound minor, but culverts are surprisingly critical. They're essentially the pipes or tunnels that let water flow under roads.
Right, for drainage.
Exactly. And if they fail or unsized right, you get erosion around the roadbed, which can weaken the road. You can get localized flooding over the road or even sinkholes in worst case scenarios. So maintaining culverts is vital for keeping roads safe, stable, and, you know, usable, especially during heavy rain.
Okay, got it. Protects the road itself.
Protects the road, prevents flooding, ensures access. It's key safety infrastructure. Sure.
Makes sense. And speaking of protecting key assets, this next one involves some really significant figures. The Shawnee Twin Lake Dam Rehab. We're talking multiple large payments flagged as capital outlay.
Yeah.
$25,000 in September 24, over $67,000 in November 24, and a really big one, $94,000 in December 24.
Wow, yeah, those are substantial amounts for dam work.
So dam rehabilitation.
Yeah.
Why is that such a critical and clearly expensive undertaking?
Well, this isn't just routine upkeep. Dam rehab is absolutely crucial. Think about what dams do. They provide flood control. They often ensure the community's water supply. Sometimes they're used for recreation.
Right. The Twin Lakes are a major water source and recreational area for Shawnee, I believe.
Exactly. So ensuring the dam's structural integrity is paramount. A dam failure is, frankly, catastrophic. You're talking potential for massive flooding downstream, loss of that vital water supply, huge risks to public safety.
Okay, so this is about preventing disaster, essentially.
Absolutely. It's about safeguarding those critical resources, the water itself, and protecting people and property from a potential failure. It's a major public safety investment.
Looking across all these categories, the UDC, water, roads, something else stands out. These payments aren't clustered, like in 1 year. They're spread pretty consistently across that whole 2022 to 2025 period we looked at.
Yeah, that continuous flow is telling, isn't it?
What does that suggest to you?
It strongly suggests these aren't just one-off fixes or emergency responses. It points towards ongoing, likely multi-phase projects. It shows a sustained strategic commitment. They're not just reacting. They seem to be working through a longer-term plan for infrastructure development and maintenance.
A continuous investment strategy.
Precisely, which aligns with things like developing a UDC or doing major water system upgrades. Those aren't quick jobs.
So let's bring this back. What does all this mean for you, our listener, whether you're in Shawnee or somewhere else entirely? I mean, these line items, these dollar amounts, they seem abstract, but they connect directly to everyday life.
Right. Absolutely. This spending translates directly into the quality and reliability of essential services. It's about whether you can trust the water coming out of your tap. It's about the roads you drive on being safe and not constantly closed for emergency repairs.
It's about how your neighborhood might change based on that development code, whether growth is managed well.
Exactly. And it's about the security of knowing that critical infrastructure, like a dam holding back your water supply, is being properly maintained. Understanding where this money goes helps you grasp how your community functions, the challenges it faces, and how leaders are trying to address those challenges and plan for the future. It pulls back the curtain, really.
So this deep dive into just one vendor report for Shawnee, it really paints a picture, a clear focus on long-term planning with the UDC, massive investment in essential utilities like water and sewer, keeping roads safe, and protecting those really critical assets like the dam. It feels like a blueprint.
It absolutely is a blueprint for resilience, for quality of life, and it really highlights how these, you know, seemingly mundane spending reports, they contain the stories of our community's futures. It makes you wonder, doesn't it? What hidden stories might be waiting in your community's public records?
A great thought to end on. Thanks for joining us on this deep dive.